Hey everybody, my name is John, and I am the Godless Guide. Now, I have created this podcast to provide a thoughtful and engaging platform for people who are in the faith, who are questioning the faith, whether that faith be Christianity, or Buddhism, or Mormonism, or Judaism. This is for people who have left the faith, who are ex-Christians, and those individuals who are secular to explore life beyond faith. Now, I want to use my personal stories of being an ordained pastor. I want to critically analyze scripture. I want to have discussions about the toxic aspects of Christianity and of religion in general. And in doing this, I hope to empower you, the listeners, to question doctrine, to embrace skepticism, and to build a more supportive and secular community. Now, I will share many adventures that I have had in the church. I was born in the church. I was baptized and confirmed and married and even ordained in the Lutheran Church. I spent the first 15 years of my career working as a youth director, being a pastor of multiple congregations throughout the East Coast and the West Coast. And I can tell you one thing. My hope, my desire was to never leave the church. And I feel absolutely awful that I did. But when I became a chaplain and when I became a chaplain intern, I had a year that changed my life. I was working in the only level one trauma center for both adults and pediatrics in the state of Oregon and the Oregon Burn Center. And I saw how people used faith and religion as an unhealthy coping mechanism to deal with their personal anxiety. I saw the nastiness, how people utilize faith against vaccines during COVID. I was working in the hospital during COVID and saw so many needless people die because of the choices of people not to mask, not to get the vaccine. And then I saw people claiming that this was God's will. Well, during my chaplain residency, I had a lot of time to think about what I actually thought. And I can remember one time that I was meeting with my chaplain supervisor, Bill. We would have weekly times to gather and talk about what was happening in the hospital and how I was dealing with what I was seeing and kind of the role of chaplains. And I remember we were talking about the doctrine of original sin. And for those of you who are not familiar with it, it is the doctrine that states that we are all, everyone, is in bondage to sin, that there's nothing we can do to free ourselves. Now, in the Lutheran Church, the church that I was ordained in, and I will talk more about, very freely about, this includes even babies. Babies that are born are automatically in bondage to sin, and there is nothing they can do to get themselves out of it. Now, this is a very toxic doctrine. This is a horrific doctrine because it teaches people that they are bad people. And I have two stepchildren, and if I can tell you that if every day I wake up and I tell them, listen, you're an awful person, you're in bondage to sin, you need me to be healed or to be free from your sin, that's not good parenting. That is emotional abuse. And so I thought to myself, how is that any different than what Scripture says? But it's different because God loves us, even though he tells us every day that we're awful people and that it's only through him that we can be good people. So anyway, I digress here a little bit, but Bill and I were talking and he was asking me about my beliefs in the doctrine, and I was giving him the status quo. I gave him the Lutheran thoughts on original sin, how we're in bondage to sin, and it's through Jesus and the blood of Jesus that all of our sins are wiped away. And finally, after about asking me five or six questions about the doctrine, Bill looked at me and he said, I'm not interested in what the Lutheran Church teaches on the doctrine of original sin. I want to know, what do you think of it? And this was the first time that someone really asked me, what do I think? And it was hard to answer because for so many years, for really the first 35 years of my life, I was given these really cookie cutter answers, or there's always this loophole that I could use in theology to make theology make sense. And this was the first time that someone really pressed me on my beliefs. And this has led me to leave the church, to still become a chaplain. I'm a hospice chaplain, but I'm actually endorsed by the American Humanist Association, which is an organization that believes that people can make meaning of their life without using supernaturalism or belief in a God or using theology, but that humans can use logic and science and reasoning to make meaning of their life by themselves without searching for some sort of deity. So with all that said, I want to welcome you to this podcast. We are going to be talking about a lot of different things, a lot of different topics. I'm going to be sharing with you a lot of stories about my life, how I became an ordained Lutheran pastor. I'm going to be sharing with you about how multiple bishops, including one in Pennsylvania and one in Oregon, had abused their power, not because it was the best thing for the church, but it was the best thing for themselves. I'm going to be talking about how religion is toxic and can ruin most things. So thank you for joining me. If you could hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, I would completely appreciate it. And I look forward to being your godless guide.